The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for marital or familial matters, call the Evan Ezer Division at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Sochem Daf Tzadik Aleph. The Gemara Namid Beis brings a braisa, Tesefta actually, where it says Pesach Matzah Umar Barishon Choyvo Mikan Ve'elech Rishus. The Gemara explains that to mean that Pesach Matzah Umar Barishon Choyvo Mikan Ve'elech Rishus is going on Matzah, meaning to say the first day of Pesach there's a Choyvo, the first night of Pesach there's a Choyvo to eat Pesach Matzah Umar. Thereafter, the 7 days, the mitzvah of eating matzah is a rishus. It sounds like there's a mitzvah to eat matzah. It's not just that a person can eat matzah, a person cannot eat matzah, but it has nothing to do with it. The fact is that if he wants to eat a meal, if he wants to wash, he has to eat matzah because he can't eat chametz. It's more than that. There's a definite mitzvah in eating matzah, but it's not a choyva. Some understand that there's not a no mitzvah. Rishus means not that there's no choyv, but that there's no mitzvah. And this is the Truma Sadeshan's opinion. And the Truma Sadeshan answers a kasha, a famous kasha. Why don't we make a bracha all 7 days? The pasuk says, Shivas Yom Teichel Matzis. Chag HaMatzis Shivas Yom. The mitzvah of eating matzah is 7 days, Pashtus. And by Sukkot, there's also a mitzvah, by Sukkot Teishu Shivas Yom. Sukkot for 7 days, every time we eat in the sukkah, we make a bracha leishva sukkah. We don't make a mitzvah, a bracha of alachilas matzah all 7 days. So Trum Zadeshin Taka says that there's a chiyuv, a choyv gomer, to eat in the sukkah for 7 days. Pasuk says, the sukkah is teishu shivas yom. Person not allowed to eat out of the sukkah, not allowed to sleep out of the sukkah, for those that are machmir. But the mitzvah of achilas matzah is not a mitzvah called shivas yom, it's a rishus. If you want to create matzah, but it's not a mitzvah, the mail is no bracha. This is the opinion of the Truma Sadeshan. Again, what does it mean that it's rishus? And what does it mean when we read the pasuk that says, Basukas Teishu Shivas Yom, over there it's a definitive mitzvah. It's a chiyuv to eat in the sukkah. If one eats, one has to eat in the sukkah. Again, he doesn't have to eat in the sukkah, but if he eats a meal, which is kaveh suda, or he sleeps, then he has to do it in the sukkah. And b'masah, there is no mitzvah of achilas matzah. The pasuk says, the same pasuk says, pasuk is teishu shivas yom, also says, shivas yom teichel matzahs. So the goyin, Taka says, that there is a mitzvah, since the pasuk says that the chag matzah is shivas yom, there is a mitzvah saseh midereisa every time one eats matzah for 7 days. It's not a chiyuv, like the Gemara says, mikan ve'elech rishus, but it's a mitzvah. And the Balamor Taka asked the Truma Sadeshan's question. The Balamor preceded the Truma Sadeshan by about 300 years, and he asked the question by us in the Sugya. And he asks, why don't we make a bracha al achilas matzah for 7 days? What he says is that Chazal only instituted the birchas hamitzvah when one has to do the mitzvah, and it's possible for a person to go 7 days, theoretically, okay, midirabbanon, one's mechuyev to eat Suda Shabbos and Suda Yom Tov. So one would not be able to go a whole week without eating matzah. But on the Raisadiga level, one theoretically, after the first night, the first kezayis and matzah, one eats Leil Seder, one would be able to manage 7 days. You can eat other things. Masha'ekeni says, since Pasukas Teishu Shavas Yom, one can't do without, because Sheina Pasukas is a chiv, one has to sleep, and the Gemara says the one can't be 3 days without sleep. So anyways, one is for sure going to have to do the mitzvah. Over there, they instituted making the mitzvah with a bracha. Matzah, where it doesn't have to be, they did not institute a bracha. So there's no essential difference between the two mitzvahs. The shas is only whether they instituted a bracha. Over here, you have to do it, so they made the bracha. Over here, you don't have to do it, they didn't make the bracha. So what we have is the opinion of the Goyin and the Balamor, connected to the Truma Sadeshan, seems to be the Pashto Sakro, that Mikan Ve'elu Chushus is the Pshat, there is a mitzvah, but there is no Chiyuv. The Achroinim, the conventional way of referring to this, in the Yeshivas, is that this is called a mitzvah Kiyumis. There's a mitzvah Chiyuvis, where a person is Mokhuyuv to do something. There's a mitzvah Kiyumis, where if a person does it, he gets a mitzvah. You get points in Shemaim, even though you're not Mokhuyuv to eat matzah, but when you do it, you get a mitzvah. The problem is that the basic textbook definition of a mitzvah, Miloshen, mitzvah, tzivui, means something that you have to do. Are we saying that you don't have to do it? It's optional? Are there optional mitzvahs? Now, don't come to me with a taina that, let's say, there's a mitzvah of shechita, where a person doesn't have to eat meat, a person's allowed to be a vegetarian, he doesn't ever have to shecht an animal, yes. But insofar as eating meat is concerned, it's not the, by Pesach, the yoyim is mechayim, and you're telling me that a person would not have to eat matzah. If he eats, there's a mitzvah. Shechita, the pshat is, at kama that one is in a situation where he wants to eat meat, there's a chiv gomit to eat al-yidei shechita. It's also midaraisa. We're no ignas that way, but midaraisa, one is not mechuyiv to wear a beged of arba kanfis. If one has a beged of arba kanfis, he has to put on tzitzis. That's not an optional chiv. The situation of that wearing that type of beged is mechayiv. If everyone theoretically can live on a park bench, you don't have to live in a house, but if you live in a house, you're mechuyiv to put on a mezuzah. That's not an optional mitzvah. The living in the house is mechayiv. The teres vaday doing that. The mitzvah is a chiyuv. Mitzvah tzitzis, if you wear a bag of dal canvas, is mechayiv. Shechita, if you want to eat meat, it's mechayiv. The mitzvah is tzivui. But over here by matzah, you're going to say that there's no tzivui whatsoever? What type of mitzvah is that? I believe that the real definition of what the Goyim the Baal HaMor is saying is that there's, they don't mean that there's a mitzvah which is optional. The mitzvah is a chiyuv. Either is no chiyuv. Let's have a look at the Gemara in Sukkot Daf Chof Zayin. The Gemara says over there, a famous Gemara, that there's a hekish shovet tezvov tezvov. The same way there's a chiyuv gomer for erev teichu matzah, leil tezvov to eat matzah. There is a chiyuv gomer leil tezvov the sukkis to eat a kezayis in the sukkah, which is interesting mitzvah because. Is there a mitzvah of eating in a sukkah? There's a mitzvah of eating matzah. Is there a mitzvah of eating in a sukkah? It doesn't say any place in the Torah one's mechuyev to eat. It says one's mechuyev to live in a sukkah. A sukkah's teishvu shivas yomim. What does that have to do with being mechayev eating? So the Rishonim, which is exactly what that chiyuv is, if there's a separate chiyuv, kill there's two mitzvahs. There's one mitzvah of a sukkah's teishvu shivas yomim. Yeshiva sukkah, there's a mitzvah like the Neisa Kalim. The dinim are called mitzvahs yeshiva sukkah. It's not a mitzvah achila bazuka. It's a mitzvah yeshiva sukkah. There's another mitzvah called achila on leil tezvav on the first night of sukkah. You mechuyev to eat a kezayis in the sukkah. It's a separate mitzvah, or is it part of the mitzvah? There's no two mitzvahs in the Torah. Hey, look at the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't count it, or the Rambam, the Smag, the Lahag, whatever it is. They don't count two mitzvahs over here. They count one mitzvah. There's a mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah. Now, how do we understand that there's a specific act of eating in the sukkah, which is a chiyuv gomer leil tezvov? Thereafter, one doesn't have to eat in the sukkah. One could theoretically not be kireya sudo, not eat a kebetza of mezonos or pas, and eat out of the sukkah. So what exactly is this chiyuv that's mechudish, that's mischadish on leil tezvov? What it seems to be is, according to the consensus of the Rishonim, that the taka is no mitzvah zachilim. What is the mitzvah? What is the essential mitzvah of sukkah? Is the mitzvah of eating in a sukkah the mitzvah of the ma'is achil, the mitzvah of eating? There is no mitzvah of eating. The mitzvah is establishing, the Rambam says, in Hilchos Sukkah, before he talks about what a person is mechuyev to do or not to do, he says, Ketzad yiskayim mitzvazu, how is a person mekayim the mitzvah of sukkah? A person takes out his kelim from the house, a person builds a sukkah, puts on tzchach, he leaves his house, he goes into the sukkah, he's kaveya, that his bayis kavu for the next 7 days is his sukkah, and he lives be'arai, and his nad, where he does not really live, is in his house. The whole year round, he lives in a bayis shokvah, now he's kaveya, that his home, his residence, is in the sukkah, and he takes, the Rambam says, he takes all the kelim out, he brings everything into the sukkah, and he does everything in the sukkah, his kaveh, his mokum there, his oichel, the yoshev, the shoynel, mitayel, everything he does in the sukkah. In the next halacha, the Rambam starts again. What do you have sukkah? To eat, to sleep, etc. Why does the Rambam say it twice? The first time, the Rambam is telling us the basic definition of what the mitzvah sukkah is. It's not the eating. It's the focus of where a person's living. Ad kedekach, there's a shita. There's a shita of Haigun, which is both, I mean, don't pass in the way of halacha, of course, but it's an interesting shita which shows us how far to take this idea. Rav Haigoin holds that one can, if one makes a sukkah in the shul, there was some type of minig to not make the sukkah in the house, to make the sukkah adjacent to a shul, so it doesn't take up room by the house. Rav Haigoin says you're not yoytza, because the purpose of the sukkah is to take away the focus of your living quarters from your regular house and move to the sukkah if it's near the shul, so then your house is still the ikur, and this is with the shul, this is a tafel. We don't pass it that way. But it brings out the point that the essential mitzvah of the superstation Shivas Yamim is not the act of eating, but it's the kvius of where do you live for the next week? Do you live in your house, in your regular house? Do you live in your bayis shokva, or did you move into the sukkah? Moving into the sukkah, the whole 7 days, just means you can't do anything out of the sukkah. You don't necessarily have to eat. You don't have to sleep. But whatever you do, which is a function of living, a living function, which is eating or sleeping, or anything else, lemitzvah, but essentially eating and sleeping, whatever you do has to be done in the sukkah. Chazal understood that we learn out from matzah, that beleil tezvov, one is mechuyiv to nail in, mechuyiv to make the chanukas habayis, so to speak, by being koveya his living quarters in the sukkah leil tezvov. It's not the mitzvah of leil tezvov by sukkah, is not the act of eating. It's the fact that leil tezvov, he's koveya that he lives in the sukkah. It's an act of the sukkah stage of Yom. The mitzvah is itzad. You know, again, we don't pass in that way. The mitzvah is itzad that the mitzvah of eating leil tezvov is not b'kazayis. Every mitzvah achilu b'chol ha'teri kula is b'kazayis. The mitzvah is itzad that the chiv is b'kabeitza. Why? Because since Basuka Station Shiva, the only time a person makes a leisure basuka is Makai Mitzvah Yeshiva, is when he eats a kibetza, not when he eats a gezayit. So too, that's the shear of the mice of Leil Tezvov. Meaning, say the mice of Leil Tezvov is not a mitzvah achilo, but it's a mitzvah basuka Station Shiva. Okay, that's enough to get off the topic of the Gaon Basuka. Let's go back to Maseches Pesachim. Let's go back to the mitzvah of achilas mouth. This tells us, by the way, that the proper approach to the mitzvah of matzah is not that the first night is a chiv to eat matzah, and for the next 7 days there's an optional, if you eat, you get a mitzvah. Like we're saying, that's not a mitzvah. If it's optional, it's not a mitzvah. There's no tzivui. That's not the point. The essential mitzvah of eating matzah, both the first night and both for the next 7 days, is that a person is kveya, that his ikur achilo is b'matzah, not b'chometz. Chometz and matzah are equals. And that's what the Gemara says by us. And this Bryce of the Kalafamid Beis, that Noshim that are also Mechomets are Tushua Mechuyim B'Matzah. Matzah and Chomets are all part of one system. What's the name of the game? The name of the system is, what is your food? Where are you Kavua as far as, where is your Iker staple of being Kavua Suda? A year round, like we say in the Manashtan, a year round, your Iker Kavua Suda is Chomets stick. Leil Pesach, for 7 days, Leil Pesach, and thereafter the 7 days, the Pasuk says, Shivas Yom Techu Matzah, a Yid's Iker Meichel, a Yid's Iker Skvi Yisuda, is eating matzah. Now, how do you establish that that's your Iker thing? Right? Let's say you didn't eat matzah for 4 days, for the first 4 days of Pesach, and then on the fifth day you decide you want to eat a meal, you want to eat a bread meal, and you take out a piece of matzah where you kiver, after 7 days your Iker food is matzah? No. So if it is a chiv gomer to eat the first night, bo erev tarifu matzis, thereafter the choyv gomer is a choyv gomer all 7 days. What's the choyv gomer? The choyv gomer is that a person's kvius should be, his ikr kvius suda should be b'matzah, not the chometz. The issue of eating chometz is certainly for 7 days. In fact, one of the less known rishonim, called the Tashbitz and Sefer Zohar HaRakis, says something very interesting. He says if a person eats chametz, not only is he even alav chalila, that is mechuyiv karis, but he's also mevatel the mitzvah say of not eating matzah. Huh? What do you mean he's not eating matzah? There's no chiv to eat matzah 7 days. There is. The chiv of Shivas Yomim Teichu Matzahs is the chiv of eating matzah of the Shivas Yomim. Is that for 7 days his Iker Meichel is Matzah. That Chiv is a Chiv Gomer for 7 days. The question is, how are you Yotze that Mitzvah? How do you establish that that's your Taki, your Iker Kriya Suda? The way to do it is the first night you Mechuyiv Tidin Gezayis Matzah, the next 7 days you're not Mechuyiv Tidin Matzah as long as you don't need Chavetz. your ikur food, your ikur staple remains matzah. But the chiv is not a chiv on the first night, thereafter an optional din. The chiv is a chiv gomer 7 days. The matzah and the chometz are two sides of the same coin. There's an iser to eat chometz, because that would establish that that's your ikur ma'iko. And the chiv is a chiv to eat matzah, and to establish that that's your ikur ma'iko. This idea that the ma'aseh mitzvah of achilas matzah, the inyan of achilas matzah, the definition of achilas matzah, is not just to do the ma'aseh of achilas matzah, but it's to define oneself for these 7 days as being kaveh, that his ikar ma'achil is matzah, finds interesting, especially in Iran, in the last parak, in the 10th parak, in Arbi Pesachim. The discussion over there in the Ran is about mitzvah tzrichas kavana. According to one mandala, mitzvah tzrichas kavana, one has to do, if one does a ma'aseh mitzvah without kavana to be yoytz in the mitzvah, he's not yoytz in the mitzvah. According to mandala, mitzvah tzrichas kavana, as long as you do the ma'aseh properly, it doesn't make a difference what you're thinking for Shabbos ma'aseh. The Ran says that even if we hold mitzvah tzrichas kavana, we have to hold mitzvah tzrichas kavana. But even if you hold mitzvah tzrichas kavana, but says the Ran, if the person who's eating the matzah doesn't know it's Pesach at all, he's certainly not yet to the mitzvah. I remember, very hard to understand this rant. If you don't need intent, kavana, to be yet to the mitzvah, as long as you do the maisa of putting on tefillin, wearing tzitzis, even if you don't know what you're doing as a mitzvah, you don't think that it's l'shem a mitzvah, but you're still yet, so what's the difference if you don't know that it's a mitzvah, or you don't know that it's Pesach? The test is very simple. The way we're explaining, the ikker characteristic of the mitzvah is to establish that on these days of the year, on these 7 days of Pesach, your way of eating a meal is with matzah. The mitzvah is that the ikker meichel of a person should be by matzah and not by chometz. If that's so, if you don't know it's Pesach, are you establishing anything on the day? The inyan of eating matzah is not doing the act of eating matzah, but it's creating a reality that these 7 days are something else. They're not part of the rest of the year. These 7 days, your eating is something totally different than it is the rest of the year. The rest of the year, Esimin al Chometz, and Leil, these 7 days, Leil Pesach, and thereafter, these 7 days, Esimin al Matzah. The mitzvah is that these 7 days, our kfius, what we eat, and what we kevei sudan, is matzah. If you don't know that it's Pesach, it's a mitzvah, sure, it's a ma'aseh mitzvah, but are you doing what you're supposed to be doing? Are you establishing anything biyachas to the days? It's true also, by the way, that in chometz, there's great amount of discussion about chometz. How do we understand the issur chometz? Is chometz macholos asurois? Is it metamtem asalev, like chelev, like macholos asurois, like nevela, like basav cholov, like trefo? Is the oichel of chometz, is there something wrong with it? The rest of the year, it's a challah. It's something we call the Shabbos Chodesh. There's nothing wrong with it. It's not metamtem. Is the pshat that on Pesach it turns into poison, turns into macholos asurois, and thereafter it is metamtem asalev? Or we say no. The maisa of eating chometz is not that there's something wrong with the food. It's that what you're doing is you're creating, establishing an identity for these days, that these days belong also to the world of chometz. Chometz and matzah are two different things. Chometz is the world of choil, the world of the rest of the year. The world of kodesh, the world of Pesach, the world of hashgacha, of the Rabban Shlel, is the world of matzah. With the deeper meaning of that, we're not going to discuss right now. But if the days are different when they're matzah-dikah days, and the days are, there's something wrong with the days when they're chometz-dikah days, like the rest of the year, so then that's the issue. This is not that the oichel, the chometz becomes a chesed surah. There's, by the way, many nafkaminis in this. How do we define the iser chometz? Do we look at the iser chometz as a dvar iser, legabe bitl des chalukim, legabe, if it falls, if chometz falls into something before Pesach, before it became asur, do we look at it as machalos asurus? Does it have bitl? Does it not have bitl? So on and so forth. Won't get into the finer details, but that's the basic chakira, and that's really what we're proving from this Gemara of Shivas Yom Rishus Lagavi Matzah, that it's not a matter of there's an optional if you eat the matzah, you eat the mitzvah. It makes no sense. A mitzvah means you're mechuyiv in some way. The way we're saying you are mechuyiv, you're mechuyiv 7 days to establish that the ikra achila that goes on in your life is achilas matzah, not achilas chametz. You do that by eating the matzah the first night, by after the matzah. Thereafter, the 7 days, you have your kris. You don't have to do theoretically another ma'aseh of achilas. But if you do the ma'aseh of achilas, it's part of the mitzvah, which is a choyv gomer that for 7 days your world, your eating world, that is, revolves around matzah, not around chametz. So this is the fundamental concept in what the mitzvah of achilas matzah is mechayev. What are the parameters of mitzvah achilas matzah, and what are the parameters of the issur of achilas chametz? They're really two sides of the same coin.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.